Welcome to the Think Like a CFO podcast, where we dig into not only what it takes to start a business, but to keep your business thriving for years to come using my signature CFO money method framework. I'm your host, Melissa Houston, and I am a CPA and business financial coach. I have over 20 years of experience in business, and it is my passion to share my knowledge of business finance and personal finance with other women. You can also follow me with my column at Forbes.com or my column with Entrepreneur.com. Hey, friends, and welcome to the Think Like a CFO podcast with your host, me, Melissa Houston. And I am so happy to be sharing this time together with you today. Today is a solo episode where we will be talking about the different roles that bookkeepers, accountants, and business financial coaches play in your business and what you need to know about these roles before you invest in either of these services. I feel it's important to talk to you about this today as I'm always trying to get that information out to you to push you to get to know your business finances better. I feel the personal finance space has been addressed and it's been addressed really well. And I'm always here to talk to women and help women manage their personal finances. But I really want to bring attention to the why that you need to manage your business finances, why you need to understand your numbers. This is so unbelievably important. And when you are in business for yourself, if you know your numbers, you're going to be a rock star. I mean, you'll be unstoppable. So today I'm going to give you three reasons why you should be on top of your finances. The first reason to be on top of your finances is so that you can make more money. I don't know anybody who's not in business to not make money. So we are in business to make money. And I'm not talking about more revenue coming in your business, although having large amounts of revenue, like 6-7 figure numbers, is definitely an achievement and something to be very, very proud of. You've probably heard me say it before and I'll say it again. If you don't have profits backing up those large revenue numbers, your business will not be successful because the profit is what keeps the business sustainable. So if you're operating at a 6-figure revenue level and you're not even breaking even, that's trouble. That's financial trouble. So what you want to do is at least aim for a profit margin, whatever is comfortable in your industry. It all depends. Like restaurant industries, profit margins would be fairly low versus coaching is very, very high. So depending on your industry, you set your benchmark for your profit margins and you ensure that you make them because that's the goal of the business. So the second reason I think you need to be on top of your finances is because it really increases your confidence as a business owner. It turns you into a badass business lady. And then the third reason that you should be on top of your business finances is it helps you make smart business decisions. You'll know what you're making, what's profitable, and what profitable decisions that you need to make for your business. When you know your numbers, you know your business intimately. You know it inside out. You know what drives your revenue. You know what drives your expenses. You know where you're at risk of overspending. And you know where you have some flexibility in your budget. There's all types of things that knowing your business numbers teach you. So I highly recommend that you be on top of this so that you understand your business really, really well. Every decision that you make as a business owner is going to affect your bottom line, either directly or indirectly. But regardless of your decisions, they will always affect your bottom line. So this is another reason why it's important to know your business numbers. So you may feel that you're more comfortable letting someone else tell you how your business is doing and tell you how to run it. But I guarantee you that that is a big mistake. And I'm going to tell you why. The simple reason is nobody will care about your business as much as you do. Never give your financial power away. Now, of course, your business goals will depend on how you choose to manage your business finances. If you choose to stay small and you don't really plan on growing your business and you're fine where things are, I want you to know that that's totally okay. It's entirely a personal choice and you may only have a capacity for bringing in an income that you really require, and that's completely okay. But if you want to grow your business and scale it and have your business thrive and make more money, you need to be comfortable with managing your finances as well. If you're a big thinker, a dreamer, and you want to scale your business and growth is on your mind, you absolutely need this skill. So let's get started. First, we're going to address the differences between a bookkeeper, an accountant, and a business financial coach, and how the roles are designed to set you and your business up for success. So, a bookkeeper. Regardless of whether you're doing the books yourself, you need to keep bookkeeping records because it is a mandatory requirement of your government, regardless of what country you're in. It is your responsibility when running a business to identify the sources of income and deductibles against that income and pay your taxes. As the government has a right to audit you, it's important that you keep your records accurate and follow the accounting and tax rules in the business. So, a bookkeeper is knowledgeable with accounting rules and generally updates your books on a regular basis, likely monthly. A bookkeeper is responsible for the accurate entry of all your financial transactions in your business and categorizes them according to generally accepted accounting principles, which we also know as GAAP, G-A-A-P. So it is imperative that you work with a highly skilled bookkeeper in order to keep your costs down with your accountant. So if you decide that you want to do your own record keeping in your business, make sure that you understand what you're doing, because accounting errors can be very costly. I have seen this many, many times. What generally happens is when people either decide to do their accounting records themselves, their own bookkeeping, or they hire the cheapest possible bookkeeper that they can find, thinking that they're saving themselves a lot of money, what happens is they bring their books in at the end of the year, unknown to them that their books are likely going to be in a mess, and the accountants have to take the time to correct every entry. And quite often what happens is it's more expensive to correct what's been done than the money that you put into it at the beginning to make sure it's done properly. So I have seen many businesses do this. They come in, their books are not kept accurately, and they get dinged a huge bill because the accountants, who are paid way more than a bookkeeper, have to go in and correct them, and it's very time consuming. So outsourcing may be ideal if you have a high volume of transactions and it's not an efficient way for you to spend your time. Absolutely. Or if you just decide that you don't know your bookkeeping, you don't want to be bothered with it, or whatever your reasons are, it's personal. But just keep this in mind. If you do decide to hire a bookkeeper, make sure you get quality. Okay, next we're going to talk about hiring a professional accountant. I recommend when working with an accountant that you hire a certified professional accountant, which is a CPA. The reason I recommend this is that they are experts in their field, but they are also bound by the values and ethics of their association, and their body is governed with a strict code to adhere by. I have seen many individuals who set up shop where they're not CPAs, and they offer tax services for personal and business taxes, and quite often that arrangement just doesn't work out. They are not highly trained, nor do they have the professional association tied to them that monitors their practice on a regular basis. So when you go into an accountant who's not certified CPA, you're setting yourself up for some exposure to risks and a lack of efficiency and not knowing the tax and accounting rules as well as a CPA would likely know. Typically, the setup works where you bring your accountant your books at the year end. An accountant reviews your books at year end to ensure that they are in accordance with GAAP and completes your annual tax return. A good CPA will work with you and offer you business advice at the end of the engagement, along with some extremely valuable tax-saving tips. Your relationship with your accountant is an important one, and they can help you find tax savings in your financial planning. So they're not only looking at your business, but they're looking at your personal taxes as well. So the structure of your business is going to play an important part in your tax planning, and dealing with a professional tax accountant will give you the best return on investment. When seeking out a professional accountant to work with, make sure you choose someone who is pleasant to work with and who will answer your questions in a way in which you understand. Do not ever forget that your accountant is hired to provide you a service. And that service includes keeping you informed of how your business is doing financially. It's always good to get that feedback from your accountant at least once a year. If you have a closer working relationship with your accountant, where perhaps you meet them on a quarterly basis, or if your accounting firm is doing your books as well and you meet with them on a more regular basis, that's fantastic. Just make sure that the accountant and client relationship is set up that it works in your favor, because all too often I have seen people walk away from the table not understanding what their accountant is telling them. If your accountant cannot speak to you in a way that you'll understand, you might want to find somebody who can, because there are plenty of accountants out there who can. Now we're going to look at the relationship with a business financial coach. A business financial coach is a business coach whose expertise is working with you to help you understand your business finances so that you can manage your business finances like an expert. They will show you how to read financial reports, budget, monitor your budget and your cash flow, and various other financial activities that are unique to your business that you need to understand. The benefits of working with a business financial coach are plentiful, such as higher profits. If you choose to work with a business financial coach to increase your financial skills, I know that you will get a return on your investment. I'm confident of this because you will be able to save money by increasing your profit margins of your offers, identifying money leaks in your business and plugging them, stop overspending on expenses, and those are just a few examples. There is so much you can do when you know your numbers. Knowing your business numbers is the best way to increase profits without having to bring in any more sales. Not any more in the sense of never selling anything again, but you can bring more profits in without making your sales numbers higher, is what I'm trying to say. And it's a great skill to have when it's time to scale and grow your business. When you work with a business financial coach, you can expect to navigate through the important stuff and teach you what you need to know about your business. So by important stuff, I mean you're going to know your business reporting, you're going to understand the structure of your business, and you're going to understand how basically your business is operating. Number two, it helps with financial clarity. You'll understand the bigger picture and how to make better business moves for your company. And again, that goes back to the fact that you understand that your business is a well-oiled machine and it operates in certain ways, so you will understand what's profitable and what is not profitable in your business. A business financial coach offers you motivation as well, because they expect you to do the work. They're not there to do the work for you. They're teaching you how to understand this business and the business numbers so that you can operate your business for years to come with the confidence and knowledge in order to make your business as profitable as it can be. And it allows you to be a better CEO. So as the boss of your business, and if you're smaller, you may not be able to afford to hire a CFO, it allows you to come in with better knowledge. But if you are in a place where you do have a CFO, or you eventually get to the point where you have a CFO, you'll also have the financial foundation that you've learned from this to ensure that when you have conversations with your CFO, that you understand them, and it keeps you in the driver's seat. I'm going to try to say this in so many different ways throughout my career, but the benefits of knowing your business numbers, the return on investment on your knowledge of that, it's immeasurable because it's so positive. So I'm going to share with you a story about a client of mine, and we're going to call her Claire. So when I met Claire, she came to me to help her with her finances. Claire is a small business owner who had reached out to me after she heard me present at a summit for women entrepreneurs. And what I was saying about business owners managing their finances really resonated with her. So I was super happy that she came to me and reached out to me to talk. So when Claire met with me, her finances definitely needed some work. She was operating without really knowing how much revenue she needed to bring in for her business to hit even a break-even point. She didn't know how to pay herself a salary. She didn't know how to depend on this salary, and she had no solid idea of what her expenses were to run her business. And her confidence was lacking because she truly felt that she wasn't smart enough to get a handle on her finances. So here's a side note. I hear women all the time telling me they don't feel smart enough to track their business finances. And I'm going to have to respectfully disagree here. And I disagree strongly, because any woman that even reaches out to me has the ability to know their numbers better. The simple fact that you have it in you to learn this is enough for me to know that you are smart enough. All you need is the desire. So Claire and I started working together. We formed a one-on-one working relationship. We started with an orientation session, so I had a good idea of what shape her books were in, and we started by getting to understand the basics of business finance. And I really need to stress here that although she felt a little embarrassed by her lack of knowledge, she did mention to me that she felt that she definitely should have had a stronger financial knowledge before she got into her business. I have to say, I see it all the time. There's no reason to be ashamed of this. There's no judgment. All it is me helping you become a better business manager. That's all. That's all I care about. So getting back to my work with Claire, we worked on both her personal and her business finances. Together, we worked through her budget, and that's where the real planning began. It was important to understand her personal and business expenses so that we had a starting point and a solid understanding of what revenue she needed in order to break even. Once she had a good understanding of that, she made her revenue target goals for the year. Working through her personal budget allowed us to determine the salary that she was comfortable paying herself. We figured out what she needed in order to survive, gave her a bit of buffer room, and then she was comfortable with the salary that she chose for herself. Then we could plug her salary into her business budget because she knew she could depend on this salary month per month, and this was a non-negotiable she had to pay herself to live. So through the planning work we did, we set Claire up with a system that allowed her to properly estimate her tax installments on a quarterly basis. She had her payroll taxes and her sales tax system in place, and she did her tax remittances on a timely basis, so there were no more late fees, no more scrambling at the last minute, no more panic, no more stress. She had a routine in place. She separated her business bank account from her personal bank account and started feeling confident about the system that she had and was starting to feel confident about her numbers. So Claire had chosen to complete the 8-week program with me. And what made Claire successful with this program was that she was willing to do the work. I can't people who aren't willing to help themselves in their business. So if you decide to contact me, please make sure that you are prepared to do the work. Another thing that Claire did is she built her business budget. She worked through all the revenue that she wanted. She made her revenue goals. And then she worked through the expenses that it would cost to achieve those revenue goals, and was able to see her profit margins, and she could determine exactly how much profit she wanted to make for the year. So what ended up happening was, as Claire got a better handle on her finances, she still reached out to me after the 8 weeks were done with any questions and additional support she had for me. But for the most part, she really understood what she needed to do, and she got really excited about her numbers. And in the end, what she ended up doing was making bigger plans, because once she got her finances under control, she realized how easy it was to track everything. And she saw how easy it was. She recognized an opportunity for growth in her business. So she decided that she was coming back, and we worked on a growth plan for her business. And we're working together to make this plan for her to follow through with. So it's super exciting to see somebody who was barely making ends meet to now transform into this confident businesswoman who wants to conquer the world one store at a time. She's expanding her business. I won't say too much because she is a client and I want to keep it private, but one location at a time expansion, and she sees it all. It's all possible now because she knows her business numbers and she knows she's capable of doing this. So If you've enjoyed this episode or any other episode and you have questions or would like me to address a certain question in one of my episodes, please email me at info@melissahoustoncpa.com. I love to get email and questions and I respond to absolutely everything. So if you have questions for me, please don't hesitate and reach out. Thanks for listening to the Think Like a CFO podcast with Melissa Houston, CPA. If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find our podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe and share this episode with someone you think would love it. Until next time, I'm Melissa Houston, and remember, nobody will ever care about your business as much as you do. So never give your financial power away.